Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 7:38.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Now, in order to grasp the depth of Jesus' words in today's verse, we need to understand how they would have impacted his first century audience. In relation to the value ancient man placed upon water, living water especially, what it symbolized throughout Scripture, and the festival during which Jesus spoke. Few of us will probably ever know what it's like to truly thirst, to know in an immediate way how vital water is for our existence. When we're thirsty, we simply turn on the faucet or grab a drink. Ancient man didn't have that luxury. They depended on rain for their survival. In times of drought, which people viewed as evidence of God's displeasure, they died. Similarly, with sufficient rainfall, which was viewed as God's blessing, communities thrived. In arid Palestine, water was a rare, priceless, and essential resource that people's lives revolved around. Living water, that which came from a stream rather than a stale and stagnant well, that was even more highly valued. You can probably understand then why water held such symbolic significance in Scripture. It represents the Holy Spirit, eternal life, and the cleansing of our souls. Our Bible tells us that Jesus issued his invitation in John chapter 7, where we get today's verse, on the last and most important day of the Feast of Booths, or Tabernacles, as some might call it. It's also referred to as the Feast of Joy, and it was a week-long celebration that brought Jews from far and wide to Jerusalem, where they resided for the entire duration of the festival in tents built by each family. So pause to imagine what the city might have looked like, how crowded it may have been as people throughout the ancient Middle East, they built these booths large enough for their entire family and for a table to fit in wherever they could find space. This was a significant event for the Jewish people during which they reflected upon when their ancestors had wandered in the wilderness due to their lack of faith and where they learned to follow and depend on God moment by moment and day by day. Whenever God indicated it was time for the people to stop, they did. And so they would put up their tents and they would stay in their camp for as long as God directed, only to tear everything down again when it was time to move on. And through this, God was teaching his people to rely completely on him. So the Festival of Booths, it reminded the people of their dependence on God, and it foreshadowed their Savior, the coming of the Messiah. It was a time of celebration, of family bonding, and of rest. And on the last day of the feast, the priests and the people, they formed this massive procession, a water-drawing ceremony where people waved branches and a priest marched to what was called the Pool of Siloam with a golden pitcher to draw water, which he later, when back at the temple, he poured into a basin beside the altar. This had to have reminded God's people of Isaiah 12, verses 2 to 3, which states, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." And it was probably on that day, or maybe the day after, scholars debate whether day 7 or 8 would have been considered the greatest day of the festival. But it was probably on that day that Jesus invited everyone listening to believe in him, promising streams of living water to all who would come to him in faith. This passage reminds us of our continual need for Christ. While his water is free, it's readily available to all who are thirsty, and it's plentiful, it's inexhaustible, but we must draw from the well of living water. We must draw from Jesus Christ. When we first trust in him for salvation, yes, but also daily as we connect with him through prayer, through worship, through reading or listening to scripture. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are our living water. You are the fountain of life. You are the only one able to satisfy our thirsty souls. How humbling, how beautiful to see hints of your redemption sprinkled throughout scripture, through the symbolism of falling rain, of bubbling springs, of pitchers of water and altar basins. But thank you as well for making those truths clear, for telling us plainly how much we need you and all that is available to us through you. Help us to recognize just how precious your life-giving spirit is, more precious than the spring rains upon an arid ancient landscape, and worth orchestrating our lives around. We don't want a relationship of convenience where we fit you in when we can. Don't let us become so distracted, so preoccupied with so many things that we end up dehydrating our souls. Instead, give us a fresh desire for you, for your spirit and your truth. We love and we praise you. And it's in your name, our Savior, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.